Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
So I just rewatched a great documentary recently in order to recall this death-defying feat for you. Okay, so go with me here a bit. Picture this. You look down, below is a thin wire, a mere 2 inches thick. 1,362 feet below that is the unforgiving pavement of the streets of New York City. The only thing that separates your fragile body and that concrete will be those 2 inches of wire. Below the wire, you can see them. Busy people rushing off to work, school, home, wherever they're going, as you take your first step across the sky. At first, nobody notices you. Maybe that's for the better, you think. It'd only add to the pressure. But you thought too soon. A man below stops, he looks up and he sees you, a speck against the clouds. Your heart rate rises. This is getting very real. As a crowd gathers, the breeze picks up. It's colder up here, frigid actually, and more unpredictable. Instead of blowing from one direction, the gusts come from all around, zigzagging across your face, tugging at the long bar that you're carrying for balance. You sway back and forth, 110 stories above the ground, suspended by only 2 inches of wire under your feet. Breathe, you think. In, out, in, out. By now, thousands of people stand below you, watching, stunned, admiring, or waiting like those who watch a NASCAR race only to see the wreck. Their hearts pound in unison with each step that you take, moving across your precarious perch in the sky. Every step you take brings you an inch closer to your destination, to your dream, but with every step and movement, you also face impending death. This walk will make you, or it will end you. And the choice is yours. You get to decide your fate. It all depends on how you handle the stress of the situation. The onlookers may be cheering or screaming for you to turn around, but you hear none of it. You're on top of one of the loudest cities in the world, and you hear nothing. Everything is silent as you take your walk of your life. 12 people have walked on the moon, but only one man has ever or will ever walk in the immense void between the two famous World Trade Center towers of New York City. Philippe Petit was that man. If you were to rank one of the most stressful events in your life, it is likely that none of them would come even close to the death-defying walk of Petit. Petit was never daunted by the challenge of walking between the Twin Towers in New York City. In fact, the height and the magnitude of the towers and the challenge that they presented inspired him. It was also very illegal. If walking the wire between the towers weren't stressful enough, the addition of the feat being a secret and then being pursued by the New York police as his death-defying walk began certainly added to the stress. But for Petit, the stress wasn't a negative thing. It wasn't an obstacle to overcome. It wasn't a hindrance. It wasn't something that could or would prevent him from accomplishing his goal. In fact, stress was actually on his team. Stress helped him build his strength. It kept his composure. It heightened his senses and kept him focused on the task at hand. He knows the human body functions at a higher level when stimulated by stress and pressure. Stress can be defined as the brain's response to any demand, any one of them. Of the many, many demands placed on us daily, stress is a possible response. This means almost anything can trigger a stress response. The question is, does that mean it's bad? Think about it. When people make demands of you, are they always bad? They might be unexpected, or they might be expected. The brain can respond with stress in either case. The demands might be daunting, or they might be thrilling. No matter what the demand, it is going to evoke a reaction. How do you react? How do you handle the demand is key. Petit looked the demand of walking the high wire above the streets of New York and transformed it into an awe-inspiring thing. As a result of the stress that he felt, he accomplished something no one had ever done before or would ever do again. That is the power of stress, the power to bring you and your performance to new heights. Maybe not literally like for Petit, but at least figuratively. Increasingly, researchers are exploring the positive side of stress. Some believe short-term boost of it can strengthen the immune system and protect against some diseases of aging, like Alzheimer's, by keeping the brain cells working at peak capacity. Another study showed that people who experience moderate levels of stress before surgery have a better recovery than those who had no stress at all. Recently, a study suggested that stress could help prevent breast cancer because it suppresses the production of estrogen. And like all good things, of course, there is a dark side to stress. Stress misinterpreted and handled incorrectly becomes toxic, causing disease and eventually death. In the upcoming series, I want to show you how to master stress so that instead of it owning and taking control over you, you learn to dominate it, using stress as a tool that you can utilize to grow and learn so that you are a top-tier performer in every aspect of your life. Even if you don't plan to tightrope walk between buildings thousands of feet above the streets of New York City. What are you stressed about this morning now compared to Petit? Maybe it's not feeling so stressful after all, right? Hey, Darren here again. I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for being a listener of the Darren Daily On Demand podcast. I hope that you're experiencing the value of having lessons like this at your fingertips each week throughout the week, and that what you hear on the podcast is making an impact on your life in a big way. If it is, the only thing that I ask is that you share your favorite episodes with someone that you know that can be impacted positively as well. Because when we find something we love, it's better to share it with the world rather than just keeping it a secret.